Welcome to the Amazing Women and Men of Power Radio Network. If you're ready for the breakthrough you deserve, let's get started. Because coming up is another amazing interview to empower, encourage, and inspire you to take the necessary steps so that you can accomplish the dreams that you deserve. If you can dream it, all you need to do is believe it and achieve it. Here we go. Let's get started.
Hello and welcome to Amazing Women and Men of Power. I'm Raven Blair Glover, Raven, the talk show maven. We're certainly glad that you're here with us today. Before we start, we just kind of want to take a moment and exhale. Exhale with me. I'm just curious, how are you doing these days? How is your family? How are you holding up? You know, we don't like to start our show without acknowledging that you, like us, are going through quite a bit. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it can be pretty overwhelming, right? And I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I find myself, especially in the business area, just want to shut it down. You ever feel like that? But then I kind of snap to it and realize that even though this is one of the worst things, you know, that I've gone through, not the worst, you know, I think losing family members is the worst, but the worst that I've gone through, or it feels like, since then. And I know a lot of you listening in have lost family members and stuff during this time. So I don't want to start my show without saying if you're one listening to this show and you have lost a loved one, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for your pain. And I know moving forward is going to be tough for you, especially because you've lost ones. And for those of you that haven't lost anyone, I know the fear and the uncertainty that you face every day. And I just want to say, just, you know, try not to get all into the political stuff and just focus on your health, your safety, your family's health and safety, and do what feels right to you. I'm a mask wearer. I wear gloves. You know, I'm one of those people that's in the high risk, my husband and I, and so we're not taking any chances. And oh boy, am I tired of staying at home. So what do you do when you're tired of staying at home and it gets, you know, frustrating, overwhelming, the uncertainty builds up? Well, I don't know, what do you do? I don't know. I don't think there's a right answer. But for me, what I do is I throw myself into work. I'm like, I'm here anyway. I might as well get that book done. I might as well create that agency I always wanted. I might as well. And I just, you know, I just go through my list of things that I wanted to do that I thought was going to take a couple years. And I take advantage of this time and I do it now. So one of the things that I always love to do is create courses. I love speaking. And, you know, you can't get out and speak now, but you can speak virtually. And all the content that you're doing on your show, for those of you that are podcasters, live streamers, or broadcasters like me, can be turned into content. And one of those content can be a course. And that content that you're doing, when you see that you got your stats elevated, that could be your next speech. And even though we're not out speaking everywhere, there's so much more that you can do right from the comforts of your home. Thank goodness for Zoom and all the technology stuff we have. And even for those that just don't want to be on camera and want to be on audio, there's telesummits, there's podcasts, there's all this stuff that I look at it as getting ready. It's getting me ready for my next big live appearance. So don't shut everything off, is what I'm saying. Use this time if you're at home, or you feel like it's the safest thing to be home, or your city or state is saying, hey, you know, we got to stay in. Use this wisely and map out your life from now on. What do you want to do? Take a look at your business. Is it time to you know, pivot, as they say, and look at what can I turn into written content? What can I make the next course and launch that bad baby? Because people are at home and they'll show up at the webinars. Yeah. And if you're not being invited to a telesummit or a podcast or anything, do your own. Okay. So I hope that empowers you, because I've got a great guest, and the things that I just spoke about, her and I are going to have a conversation, and she is she's a master at what she does. Her name is Melanie Kemer Harper, and she's a highly sought after international speaker, best-selling author, entertainer, radio and TV host with over 40 years experience teaching successful speaking and communication strategies. Now, aside from all that, she's known her and her twin from the movie Double Trouble with Elvis Presley. And Melody has also shared the stage and screen with some of the most highly, highly sought after speaking giants, including Les Brown, Brian Tracy, Jack Canfield, and celebrities like Johnny Carson, Betty White, Elizabeth Taylor, Mickey Rooney, Debbie Reynolds, Martha Stewart, Jane Fonda, and the list goes on. And I know she just recently, last year, got off from sharing the same stage with Suzanne Somers. So her list just keeps growing. Guess what our topic is about? Building your business with online courses and speaking during COVID-19. Right? That's why I wanted to, you know, kind of transition into this by opening up, talking about it, you know, because we've got all this time. We got all this time. Let's make the best of a very bad, difficult situation. So without further ado, if you stand and sit down, if you sit and stand up, because the lady is here, Melanie Kemer Harper. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, fabulous. It's so great being here. And I love so much what you said at the beginning, Raven, and it's so true what everybody's going through right now. And bless you for all the things that you said, because it is a sad time for people, but it's also a good time for people too. So there are pros and cons, and taking what's really bad and taking lemons and making lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing right now. And I really say the same thing that you do. For all those that have gone through some really hardship with it, I feel for you, and I'm sad for you, and feel my heart goes out for you. And for those of you that are taking this also, realize that this is an opportunity also for you to move ahead in your business. And it is a great opportunity for you to do all the follow-up things that you haven't done. And that, I think, is the biggest thing that people have had a problem with. It's the follow-up. That seems like that's the number one thing that holds people back, or not knowing what to do now that they're in the virtual space, that they're just always been in the live space before. But it's a great opportunity. And speaking, you can do speaking virtually as well as live. It's just a different way to do it. And that's what I help people get out there to make that wow factor and stand out, you know, like the expert in your industry, whether you're virtual or live. So I appreciate you to share this.
Yeah, well, you know, let's dive on in. And here's the thing, I want everyone that can hear the sound of my voice, that whether it has been a very painful experience for you because you lost someone, or whether, you know, you got sick with this yourself, or whether, you know, the uncertainty and the fear has just kind of beat you down. And maybe you've even found yourself like I have. And I do every now and then, because I'm, you know, I love keeping it real with all of you, is I bounce back and forth from being happy, because I'm always a very over energized person, to being very depressed, because I'm feeling shut in, and I'm listening to the news maybe too much. And, you know, I'm mourning with those that have lost. You know, I'm upset at some of the things that's happened. I don't want to get into all that. That's another show. But the reason I'm sharing that with you is because when I find myself like this, you know what I do? I cut on my phone recorder. And I don't even think about video. I think about audio, because I'm not feeling like I want to get dressed, because I can take that content, transcribe it, and then later look at what were my steps, what were my lessons that can be create it into a course or create it into a speech. And then I start thinking about video and, you know, do I want to do this outside or do I want to just leave it on audio and never do a video? So you don't have to have all the pieces of the puzzle together, but sometimes we have to not focus on the problem and focus on the solution. And that's where the power of our voice and our heartfelt message really blends together. I'd like to get your thoughts on that, Melody.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, your voice makes a huge difference getting out there. Number one way to get out there being heard is by speaking. And so your voice and communicating is the key to everything. Whether you are an entrepreneur, a coach, whether you're a corporate, you know, person, doesn't matter. That communication is the key to everything. It's the number one thing. But in this virtual space, you know what, getting depressed, it's like, really, you're going to have to use mindset exercises to help you, self-affirmations to get out of it, because it can be a real downer being at home, but it doesn't have to be. It really doesn't have to be. You can be really positive, and that's what you need to work on, is helping yourself be real positive, help others be positive. And I think the best way to do that is by supporting them. Right now, the biggest thing I think people can do is just be there for other people. And for me, my way of helping people is because I want them to get out there and not suffer with their business. I want them to be successful. And I know that speaking makes a difference, and they have this really great opportunity to take it to Zoom, like you said, to Zoom, to Skype, to Google, you know, the different channels that you can go through, to YouTube, to get your message out there. You still have an opportunity to connect with people, Facebook Live and, you know, Be Live, all the different connections that you have.
It's easier now than it's ever been.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
It's powerful. Yeah. It's powerful. And you should take advantage of that. And it makes a huge difference. And learning how to do your own courses. If you have a course, great, really get out there. But getting out there and putting a course together and monetizing it before it actually even starts is what the key is. And I find that people feel so much more generated once they start realizing, wow, I'm putting my course together. And at the same time, I'm getting people signed up for the course. So I'm generating money while I'm still at this situation of being at home. So it's really a way that you can still be very lucrative and being at home at the same time and feeling good about that you're making a difference to help other people as well and encouraging them. And that's all through the speaking.
Yes, yes. I love it. I love it. You're so on point. Let's talk about the niche market and topic, because that's where it starts when you start talking about your course and when you start talking about, you know, speaking on podcasts and stuff. You want to know what niche market, right? What audience you want to go to. You made mention of that a few minutes ago, and you want to have a topic that's going to resonate with the audience. So how do you choose the right niche, the right market, the right topic, Melody?
Well, the first thing is you need to know what your expertise is, what you can offer. And I really believe that some people go out there and they say, oh, that sounds interesting, I'll teach it, but they have no knowledge about it. Don't teach what you don't know. You know, really find the thing that you have a passion about, that you know that you can make a difference with people's lives. Now, you don't have to have the world's knowledge of everything. You just need to be steps ahead of the people that are really needing that information as well, and be able to have your authentic self. And that's what makes a huge difference. So knowing the niche means that you really are finding the target people that resonate with the information that you need. You have the solution. And whatever their problem is you're the solution for that problem if it's your topic. And so finding those people, and there's a way that we do it through market researching. And with market research, you figure out exactly, and actually that helps you figure out what your topic is going to be, because you know what you have the solution for. And so you're talking to people about the problem area that they have and finding out what they're going through, and then you use their exact words to pair it back to them, and then you put together a program that gears towards helping them with what they want, and then you give them also what they need. And therefore, they help you define what the topic's going to be. It's a marketing research thing that makes a difference, and it's real easy to do, very easy to do. But it's finding that audience which resonates. Like for me, I'm a person that helps coaches, entrepreneurs, business professionals, authors, and speakers. They're experts in their field. And I know that those are the people that will resonate with what I have to offer. to help people get out there because they have to speak. In those industries, speaking is the key for everything. And they want to have programs that they offer to people because they want to make a difference because they have the solution that they have, whatever the problem is they're dealing with. And they want people to invest in themselves with the material that they have to help them with. So yeah. It makes a difference getting out there and putting your courses together and speaking and understanding who exactly is your targeting and what your topic is going to be.
Yeah. And here's another thing, and those are very good points, but I want those that are tuning in to just take a moment right now and soak in every word that Melody says and think about who do you want to reach the most right now? And hey, listen, if it's not the people you normally reached before COVID-19, it's okay because people are pivoting. People have been awakened in a way they've never been awoken before, in the sense of they're feeling like, you know, they're feeling different things now. They're feeling more humanized. They're feeling more understanding of people living in a different country that goes through this all the time. So write what's on your heart and then find the audience that you feel it's for, or find the audience that you feel it's for, and then search your soul. If you have a message for them, create a topic. Let's give them some ideas. I'll throw a couple out and then you do, Melody. For those of you that have lost loved ones, maybe how to deal with loss during COVID-19. Another one could be like how to stay safe and healthy on your own terms during COVID-19. You don't have to put COVID-19 on everything, but you know, because sometimes you don't want to date stamp something. But if you're looking for the media and you're looking for press stuff, this is a good time to get your message out in a big way by, you know, putting it around what's happening in the news. But again, one of the things that Melody talked about was authenticity. So don't just jump on a bandwagon, be authentic about it. What do you like to say about that?
Have clarity. Don't go out if you don't have clarity of what you actually do solve. You know, don't go out. You need to have clarity of what you do first before you can go out. Because if you don't have clarity, that old adage, confused minds don't buy. Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. So if you're confused about what you do, how are they going to know what you do? So have clarity what you're going to actually solve the problem. But and then going out there, you can make a difference. Like for me, I'm changing things up for helping people to have now stage presence virtually. Mm-hmm. So you get out there with creating their courses online and doing it within like 60 days or less to make a difference with them. And then also things that you have that, but get in your own realm. But during this pandemic, how you can make a difference in, you know, their feelings about themselves, having self-esteem, feeling confident about getting out there at this time. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. Like you were saying, Raven, reinvent different things that you know that gears towards saying what's going on today. So whatever is going on today, it's like when I do TV appearances and all that, a lot of times they like it around January when I come and I talk about what Elvis, Liz, and Johnny taught me about public speaking, because that was Elvis's birthday.
Yeah.
So you do what's current, what's at the time. And right now, COVID is the way. So thinking about safety, thinking about helping and supporting people, that's what you want to come up with, topics that gear towards what you have as an expertise, but ties it in.
Yeah. And here's the good news. What if you been working a job all this time and all of a sudden you find, you know, you can't go open up your store, or you don't have a restaurant or whatever to go to, and you're really making a huge transition and you're sitting there thinking, what can I do? Well, listen up, because we're getting ready to talk about how sharing your knowledge and expertise can add an automated stream of income to your business. And Melody's getting ready to share with you how, and guess what? This could be for your existing business, or you could even be creating your own business, because you don't know after this if you're even going to have a job to go to, right? So why wait? Start creating something on your own. So let's talk about that, Melody. How does one move into making automated stream income from, you know, sharing their knowledge? give us some shares and tips on that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you, Raven. I know that you just said something too that I just was thought was very interesting. You have to come out of the box. You know, you can't stay in your little own zone or else things are going to happen where maybe you do get shut down. So you have to get out of that box and think about what you could do differently. And it's like the restaurant business that you were talking about. People are taking restaurants to people now. So they're taking it where they're delivering instead. They're doing things where they can sell their products online. And so they're not just saying, oh gosh, now the doors aren't open, so I can't do anything. They're finding out what way can we bring it to the public still and still keep our doors open. So in the areas that I'm talking about, and you mentioned some of it before too, there's different streams of income that you can have, and that's through doing different like podcasts, doing summits, doing your own stages, but that would be virtual stages. Raven and I both have virtual stages. That makes a difference. And right now we're pumping them up more doing the virtual stages because we had to take our live ones. If we just said, oh my gosh, all of our live ones got canceled, we'd be doomed. We can't do that. So we took our live ones and just moved it into virtual instead. And that works. But you have different ones that you have your TV, you have your radio, you have your podcast, you have your summits, you have your gift giveaways. And a lot of that is building your leads because some of you don't realize that you need to have different kinds of leads. And you may think, oh, I don't have a big email list. You don't have to get out there. You can get leads by doing gift away, being on somebody else's program. And that gift away a lot of times brings you an income. When they pay upgrade to VIP for somebody else's program, you usually get an affiliate link for that. So I love it. I get checks all the time. And it's like, whoa, I didn't realize where that was coming from. And it's very nice to have. It's like having a residual. When I do movies, I'm still getting residuals back from that movie, Double Trouble, that I did when I was very young. And it's nice to find that in your checkbook, your check account. Mm-hmm. I love it. But no, there's my seven powerful ways. In fact, that's what I'd love to give for all of you for coming on here to help you, to get you moving forward in your business at this time, is my guidebook, The Seven Powerful Ways to Use Speaking to Build Your Business. And it tells you the seven vehicles that you can do to actually get out there. Now, one of them is live. Now, just make sure that you understand that live is going to come back one day. It's just not right now. But being on your own live virtual is. So you're just doing it virtually instead. And that could be as a webinar. It could be as a meetup. Whatever you have can be on Zoom. So as a meeting, there are different ways that you can do that. But the book that you have, I'm going to tell you, just go for the guidebook and you'll see all the different pathways. And it's my gift to you for being on the show. And I appreciate Raven for you having me on here. And so I love people's success. And if you want to reach out to me, you'll see the information there, how to reach out to me as well with igniteyourspeakingpower.com. And love to have a conversation with you to make sure that you're doing what you need to do to get out there and not be sitting back and just feeling woe is me or getting in the low drums. You want to be positive in your thinking. And I'm a real good supporter with that. I really love to see people be successful. It's thrilling to me when I know I've made a difference in people's lives. And I know that's the way all of you feel, the way that of what you're doing in your business as well too. So these are different ways that you can get out there. And the summits are huge. And they're the summits that could be a book summit. It could be a speaking summit. It could be whatever industry has all different kinds of summits to get in. The more you get out there when you're in the summit, you get all the different email leads from all these people that are in the interest of that you have. That want to connect with you.
Yeah. And just think about, you know, how everybody is feeling now in this pandemic. You could get just 9 people, as easy as 9 people, have a conversation with them, make sure they understand that it's not just coming to vent, but you want them to share tips and strategies on how they're dealing with whatever, and build the summit around the pandemic and help a lot of people out there that are struggling. Maybe one speaker talks about fear. Maybe one speaker talks about journaling, you know, during this time, and, you know, just different things. Maybe you have a doctor on, maybe you have a nurse on, right, Melody? And before you know it, you have gave a great summit. You can take that summit and break it into courses and books and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're really great. And people don't realize how many things that they have out of one program they do. In my events that I do, I can take those and I have about 20 modules that comes out of just the one event that I've done and other events that I have. So I have probably about 50 different modules that I can be using. And those can be individual programs that you put together.
Yeah.
They're individual.
Love it. Make that money, honey. And she said, like she said earlier, well, let's talk about this a little bit because you kind of said it, but you didn't go deep on it. You talked about earlier how they can even make money before the event happened. How can that happen? And I haven't even done the book or the course or the summit.
Oh, I have a program that helps them, how to create and monetize your online program in 60 days or less, which means that they take the course. It's a 6-week course I have, but they do the course. And when they're in that course, they're learning step by step. So it's like I'm with you there. And that's what you need. I hate it when people give you information and say, now go do it on your own. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to have something you're accountable for and have results for it immediately. And so you can do the course and you do a step by step, and I do market research, and that market research helps you figure out exactly, again, who your target market is, what your topic is. So you have your niche, and then you're putting together a step by step with your program outlined for what you're going to do. And then you're talking to these people and letting them know that you have a course that you're going to be doing, and would they be interested and taking part of your program? And if they are,
pre-sales.
Yeah, when they have a conversation with you, then afterwards you can tell them, this is what I put together. And it's something that they have helped you put together in the first place. So you know it's what they want and need. Mm. And so they're saying, yes, give it to me. So you're selling it before you even start the program.
Love it. How do you create an irresistible offer? It's one of the biggest questions I get all the time. And, you know, kind of put your stamp of signature on it. Like it'd be your signature talk. It'd be your signature offer. And it's juicy and it's irresistible and it attracts buyers to you. You're not having to, you know, cold call and really hustle. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I do it. But when you have an irresistible offer and a powerful signature talk, those two together, it's sweet. Sweet like honey. It attracts the right people. You want to talk about that, Melody?
Yeah, I'd love to. Your signature talk is so important. Like mine started way back because of my theatrical background, and then being on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and hearing, here is Johnny. And I walked out there, and the first time I've ever done this, I froze. And I just couldn't speak. I couldn't say anything. It was so humiliating. I was so embarrassed. All I could do was smile and grunt. And I was just, and I thought, I never want to go through that again. So that's part of my signature talk and helping people get out there to realize you can overcome that fear. And now I help them get that unstoppable confidence, make a huge impact in their business and grow it through public speaking. But your signature talk is your story. It's your story and it's your credibility. And it's telling about where you came from, the journey you had, and it's the same journey that these people are listening to that they are on as well to get to the same point that you're getting to. So whatever it is, your audience really will resonate with you because it's where they're at in their progress too, about wanting to, like for me, helping them get out there, get clients, make a difference with their speaking, and wow their audience with whatever they're going to say to magnetize them. And so the signature talk is really critical. And it's your authentic who you are. Now, I'm going to tell you, many people do speaking programs. Many people do what you do as far as getting out there and doing podcasts and all this. We all have podcasts and they're great. But yours is unique because it's you. And you bring your flair to it. And people want to hear you because of all your phenomenal background, Raven. Okay. And all the expertise that you have and excitement you bring. And you step it up and do things that other people don't do. And that's what you need to find out, what makes you unique, what makes you stand out. And that's what you develop in your program. So people see you differently than the other person. And then your offer, I'm going to tell you that market research, they're putting the offer together for you.
Yeah, they're telling you, yeah. Ask the right questions, market research, and don't forget to find out what your audience is hungry and thirsty for.
Yes, and that's what you put in your offer. Yes. And then your offer is so incredible that they cannot say no, because it's what they need and they're wanting, and you're letting them know how badly they need it. But then you're also giving them bonuses, and the bonuses really should have twice as much value as the regular offer.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, can you see why I'm so excited to have Melody Kiemer Harper here? She's amazing. She's very, very good. And in a second, we're going to have her give that website to you. But my final question to you, or something I'd really love for you to talk to the audience about today, Melody, is a little bit about your story. And then so that they can see that all of us have a story and how we can use bits and parts to build that credibility and position ourselves. I love the fact that you not only worked with Elvis Presley and Jack Canfield and Debbie Reynolds, Betty White, Johnny Carson, Mickey Rooney, Elizabeth Taylor, oh my God, Martha Stewart, Jane Fonda, and shared the stage with Les Brown and Suzanne Summers and all these other people, but you have learned to build your credibility and positioning, not by name dropping them and leaving it there, but by taking the lessons or the stories and drip them throughout your signature talk, your courses, and your book. Why? Because it builds credibility and it positions you. So can you talk to our audience about how they can do the same thing, even if they don't have, you know, the roster of celebrities and icons and experts that you...
Well, to me, it's so important to get that credibility out there. Having a book helps you as well. Okay, and I'm an author, a best-selling author of 9 books. I have 11 books altogether, and they're fabulous to have to keep you, give you credibility. So books will help you have credibility, but being on stages, that gives you credibility automatically when you're on somebody else's platform. And when I say stages, it doesn't have to be live. Again, somebody's virtual stage. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I'm on this podcast. Get on other people's podcasts. It's real easy to get on to different people's podcasts, even if you don't have one. If you have one, it's great because that gives you even more credibility. But when you're on somebody else's, immediately that gives you some status, because why would the person have you on there unless they feel you had some value?
Mm-hmm.
That gives you a status automatically just by appearing in somebody else's program.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just do whatever you can. And then also just be where the mucky mucks are. Be where the people are in the industry. Now, I always say stand out like a celebrity in the industry. That doesn't mean you have to be a celebrity like a Tom Cruise or a Julia Roberts. You don't have to be like that. But it means be the expert go-to person that people want to be around. And how you do that is by being around the people that are already making it in your industry. The higher up people you're around, just by being around them, people just association makes a difference of them thinking, oh, you're with that person. And you may not be having the same kind of a background that person has, or, and I'm talking about maybe the finances and the stature they have, but just because you're with them, people just assume, it's kind of a presumed thought that they have, perceived, it's a perceived value you give. Mm-hmm. And is saying that, oh, they must have some value because that person is hanging out with them. So you want to be around, and I'll tell you different ways it's really good. And people say, well, how can I be around these people without paying a lot of money? And sometimes you do pay to play. Sometimes you do have to pay to be around some people, but there are ways to go. And I find different events that these people are at. And then you can volunteer to help at these events. So it could be charity events. Find out who you want to be around and that where they're at charity events, because most of them will have some kind of a foundation that they belong to, or they have themselves, and then go around it and help out. Be of service, be a giver. The more giving you are, the more you're going to stand out. And then find out and take pictures with those people. And those pictures give you credibility. And then talking to them and getting to know them more helps you to really get established to make difference for other people as well. It's just really hanging out with the right people in the right timing, in the right places. And it doesn't, like I say, have to cost you. Some things could, some things don't have to. It depends on what you're going to do. But the credibility comes also from you having content and getting value out there yourself. Don't go out there and have it all be about me, 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 me. That's a doomer. Okay.
Yeah.
Really. It's like when you talk, give tips, give value, give things that are going to make a difference for people. If they come because they're thinking about what is it in for me? What am I going to learn? What am I going to take away? Why am I listening to this person? What is the value they have?
Yeah.
Give tips and help them. Help them with making a difference in their lives. And listen, we have two ears for a reason and one mouth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So listen to what they're thinking about, what they want, and develop a relationship. To me, the biggest thing you can do is develop relationships before going in and saying, hey, here's what I got for you. See, develop that relationship and be there in giving, and it will come back to you twofold.
Well, this has been just great spending time with you. It's been a while, my friend.
Too long.
Appreciate you being here and bringing all this good stuff. Why don't we remind the listeners one more time about your free gift, and then I'll let you close it out. And if you just take a moment and just speak to the listeners, you've got a couple minutes. Take it away.
Well, yes, I would love to. The free gift that I have, again, is the 7 Powerful Ways to Use Speaking to Build Your Business, my guidebook that'll help you with all the different streams of income to figure out. And you don't have to do them all, but just figure out what resonates with you, what's the best for you, what's a good fit for you, and what you're comfortable. Just start with something. Just start with something and get going out there. I know with like what Raven was telling me about the different stories. Stories to me are the biggest thing. Facts tell, stories sell. I'm really big proponent of always saying that. Facts tell, stories sell. And that means your stories make a huge difference. So all these platforms, these 7 powerful ways you speaking in this book, are platforms to you get your signature talk out there and tell your stories. And believe me, if you don't think you have stories, you do. And I can really find them for you. And just think of things that you've done in the past. Like for me, working with celebrities, I use those to do a lot of the talking because people recognize it. It gives me the credibility. It also, it's not just talking about celebrities, but you also tie it into what the topic is. I have learned so many different learning lessons that have helped me in my business because of what I've worked with all these celebrities in the past that have helped me. It's amazing what you have. If you were in sports, if you were in a cheerleader, if you were a volunteer, use those as vehicles to help you put your stories together. And I help people get out there so many times with helping them understand what their gift is. And that's what makes you unique, what makes you stand out. What is going to make the difference for you? I had a corporate person that was saying, I have to give this dry speech and I don't know what to do on this. And I said, well, let's talk about your background. And then I heard that he was in football when he was growing up. And I said, okay, use all the analogies. All right, we're going to make a touchdown with what we're doing here. And here's the pass that's going to go here. It's just use every little thing that you have. It's like a little gimmicky, but it's fun and people relate to it. I have my program with the Speaker's Money Train, and mine is all, I use my trains, and I talk about the caboose and the engine and all the cars in between to get there, and that caboose is the money train. That's the money part, and it's all about your speak, S-P-E-A-K formula, and so use what you have to move you along on the journey. I use Get on the Right Track and my musical background in theater. Everything I use movie clips when I do my program, so use things. Use movie clips that have a message, and it ties in to, for me, for stage presence, for confidence, for speaking, for getting out there and making a difference in people's lives, for mindset and attitude, which is the first thing you always want to start with, is a positive mindset and your attitude. So these are things that you can think about with stories that you have. What are the different things that you have? And I can tell you, you need to think about the good stories, the bad stories, the embarrassing stories, the family, the animal stories. There are tons and tons of things that you can come up with. And just, it's fun once you start doing it. And if you're not sure, talk to somebody who knows you and say, tell me about things that we did in the past. What are the things that stick out to you? And sometimes it's like, that is a trigger for you. That helps a lot. People that you work with, people that you're related to, just people that can come in contact with. And so the 7 powerful ways to use speaking to build your business guidebook is going to help you to understand the different powerful platforms that you can use. And each one, you can use your same signature talk. So it's not like you have to create something over again. It's just a different way of doing it. It's just like Raven and I have our TV and radio shows. And what we do with those is we repurpose them. So we have the video part of it. We have the audio part of it. It can be transcribed. You can put them into a book. I've used my interviews with the Double Trouble Talk radio show I used to have with my twin sister. And we have all the interviews that we put into a book that are powerful interviews that we had from successful people, celebrities and famous people, as well as people that were really successful in their industry. So these are things that you want to do. And I know that Raven, you're going to have the link for that you can put on.
Absolutely. Yes, look in the show notes and you will be, if you're on Apple, you can look in the show notes. I'm not sure if any of the other ones where you see the show notes, but I know Apple and iTunes does, and you'll find it. And follow her, not just get the free gift, but you know, follow her. We'll put her Facebook link in there as well.
Go to my igniteyourspeakingpower.com to get the information there too as well, if you can't find that link. So you can go there, and also you can do the opt-in, because I have a really powerful program there, that 7-minute vocal warm-up is a free opt-in for you.
So as you can see, she's got a lot of goodies. So don't miss out. Run, don't walk, because you want to grab them while you can. They won't always be there, so don't be crying to me later and say she's changed it. But we do change up, so you want to grab it as soon as possible. Melanie, thank you so much for coming to our Amazing Women and Men of Power show. I think this may be the first time you've been on this show. You've been on a lot of careers from the kitchen table and, of course, the Raven TV and other things. So we're super glad to have you here on the Amazing Women and Men of Power. For those of you listening in, we're glad that you're here, too. And if you came in and heard part of this, go back and listen to it and soak in the things, especially at the beginning where we were, you know, sharing with you how you can turn lemons into lemonade, as Melody says, and how you can focus on solutions and how you can be part of the moving forward process for yourself and for other people. Because what is that? I think Zig Ziglar, right? Melody says, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And it really helps to not focus on the pain if you can, and uncertainty and the fear, and to focus on, okay, how can I make this, first of all, how can we stay safe and healthy? That's number one. How can my family stay safe and healthy? And how can I make the best out of this awful situation? And so Melody gave you some great tips today. I hope you will run with them. Give them your one of your websites one more time, Melody.
IgniteYourSpeakingPower.com. And I just really wish nothing but the best for all of you and the success and staying safe. I love that. Do that. And it was so wonderful being on here and seeing you, Raven, again. I haven't been with you for a while, and I just appreciate everything you do for everybody. And you're a powerhouse. You're a powerhouse. And I'm so glad to be a part of your tribe.
Yeah, you can catch Melody on Raven TV. She's been away speaking for a while, but now that we have not, she's working on new content, so you'll see more of her shows and also her podcast. And we just want to send love and hugs and blessings your way. I'm Raven Blair Glover, Raven, a talk show maiden, along with here, my friend, Melody Kemer Harper, best-selling author, entertainer, radio and podcast, as well as TV host. And she can help you in bettering your communication and help you stand out with unstoppable confidence. So make sure you check her out. Until next time, remember, like my friend Cinnamon always says, I love closing the show, especially during this time, reminding you of this. Even though things are not as we expected our 2020 vision to be, I am going to encourage you and pass on the words from my friend Cinnamon, because I love him and I hold on to it every day. And I hope you will too, to make it your intention each and every day to get more life out of living and more living out of life, even during this COVID-19 situation. Just be safe and be healthy. We love you. Until next time, bye.
Hi, I'm Jack Canfield, and I've appeared on more than 1,000 radio interview shows in the past 25 years. And my time with Raven Blair Glover on her show, Don't Wait to Be Great, was one of the most enjoyable ever. She is a rare combination of dynamic, spontaneous, and fun, as well as thoroughly prepared, deeply insightful, and a great listener who responds with great follow-up questions, as well as her own experiences in a way that moves the conversation forward without stealing the focus. And one of the best radio interviews on the planet. And I would highly recommend being on her show to anyone who's serious about getting your message out to more people and enjoying the process at the same time. And she has become so successful at this interviewing process that she's now teaching other people how to have their own interview shows. So if you're thinking about having a radio interview show on the internet or on broadcast, whatever it is, and if you want to be successful, make sure to check out Raven Blair Glover, because she can help you get from where you are now to where you want to go with your radio career.